time once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
Welcome to the most mouth-watering 27 minutes in radio
history
ever in the world.
In the world.
Nancy and I have a great show lined up for you today, so let's start drooling.
I know a dark, secluded place, a place where no one knows your face, a glass of wine, a fast embrace. It's called
Galati's Hideaway Manja.
What can I say?
Very good, dear.
Thank you, my love. And this segment is a real hidden hideaway. There's an expression that has been around forever. Namely, you can run, but you can't hide.
Well, that's what we say to our friends most of the time. Some seems to work that way for some reason. I don't know why.
And they are. They're hiding in California now.
Yeah, they can't move much further away from us.
And where I can't go.
But I digress.
So for the last 20 years, Galati's Hideaway has moved from three different locations in Cary. They ran, but they couldn't hide from the dining duo.
Nope. Now, Galati's really is a hideaway. Now, we headed out armed with the Minimobile GPS, Siri, and Nancy. Who doesn't believe either one of them?
They're liars.
Here we go.
They're liars. I'm sorry.
But it's really kind of entertaining here, all three of them argue with each other. But
you
anyway.
Don't think so. You yell at me. It's not entertaining. You get mad.
I never yell at you.
No, we have our discussions.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And after many of those discussions and wrong turns, we finally arrived at the hideaway.
Yeah, it's hard to find. It's hidden. That's why it's called the hideaway.
Duh.
We expected to see a storefront restaurant. Instead, what we saw was a ginormous contemporary building. The interior is divided into three sections. Go to the door on the right, and you'll enter into a bar the size of Rookie's. Go up the staircase, and you've entered their banquet room. If you head left, you will enter their dining room.
Mm-hmm. Well, walking into the dining area, don't expect much glitz and glamour.
No.
But they do have a really beautiful fireplace.
They do.
Mm-hmm. But the rest of the room kind of resembles a dining hall.
Mm-hmm. It's just wide open.
Yeah, but on the plus side, there's a lot of room between tables. They're not really, crammed up against one another.
So you're not eating with your neighbor and seeing what they're eating and saying, hey, can I take a taste of that?
Exactly.
Which
exactly.
I sometimes would like to do.
Yeah.
Or but just tell them, can you pass me the grape coupon?
While we were munching on the warm loaf of bread with olive oil and cheese, Nancy came up with a novel idea for an appetizer.
Yeah, my little light bulb went on.
You know, the smoke was coming out of her ears, and all of a sudden, bing!
I come up with some good ideas. I'm not always blonde.
Instead of the usual calamari or bruschetta, with either one of them, she suggested we order their chopped salad, $9.95, to share.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a variety of select greens, chunks of Italian meats, all the good stuff, something's bad for you, but it's really good,
mm-hmm.
and cheeses, tomatoes, onions, cucumbers, and olives.
Cucumbers?
Cucumbers.
You like to say cucumbers?
Mm-hmm.
I know.
C-U-C-U-M-B-E-R.
Cucumbers. Yeah. Okay. Oh, so you're starting to be like moi.
Oh, God, help me. Of course, she requested their creamy garlic dressing instead of the creamy Italian that it normally comes with. Now, remember, if you both have it, you both stink alike.
Exactly.
So it's a push.
And you even ate your salad that evening.
Mm-hmm.
You usually pick out all the good stuff and you leave the lettuce because you're not a salad eater.
I do not recall doing that.
Oh, you did that at one restaurant. And I'm sitting there, well, then just give me your salad because I like salad and I didn't get one with my dinner.
I do not recall.
Yeah, right. Why is it you never recall?
I do not recall why I do not recall.
Okay, the waiter arrived with two overflowing plates of salad and said he split it up for us in the kitchen, which was very nice of the man.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah. We then realized this was an entree-sized salad, but didn't expect it to be this large for the price that we paid for it. So every item in that salad was proportionately chopped to perfection. I loved that salad. That was perfect.
Well, you know, a lot of times the people in the kitchen get lazy where they just throw you a big chunk of salami or something, you know.
Yeah.
This was a chopped salad that was actually chopped.
I didn't have to use my knife for anything.
How about that?
Yeah.
Now, all entrees come with either soup or salad. Now, since we went with the chopped salad for an appetizer, we decided on soup. Nancy had chicken noodle and I had French onion. And ordered it baked with cheese for a $1 upcharge. Mm. You got to do that.
You got to.
You have to.
Cheese, a dollar? Come on.
Yeah.
One slice? Oh, my God.
Hey, they're a restaurant. They got to make a buck.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, they did.
Now, Nancy received a huge bowl of soup, and I got a big crock of soup. And they both were really delicious.
They honestly were.
They were really good.
They were good. And Jim went with something he never, ever, ever saw in an Italian restaurant before. He chose the stuffed peppers for $11.95, which was one of each red, yellow, and green bell peppers stuffed with rice, ground beef, and baked with mozzarella and topped with meat sauce. It actually was layered in there like that. It was the rice first, the meat second, then the cheese and the sauce, and it was like, I'm used to, like, when I make my stuffed peppers, I make the meat and the rice and mix it up together and make it into, you know, shove it into like a ball and shove it in the stupid pepper.
Well, you know, I was surprised because I always considered that dish more of a Eastern European dish. You know,
like, yeah.
I've never heard of it being an Italian
I know.
Dish.
We never, and we've never seen it at an Italian restaurant.
Nope.
Ever. So this was something new. So when it arrived, our eyes were bugging out at the portion size and the presentation because it was pretty.
Yeah.
It really was.
Yeah.
And it not only looked good, it tasted wonderful. Jim could only eat just one pepper, though.
You know, I expected to see like a little pepper slice or half a pepper or something with some stuff plopped on top. But this was really three full-size peppers stuffed with all this good stuff.
I mean, it was pretty and you wrecked one of them.
For $11.95? Come on.
I know. That reasonable and delicious.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, Nancy had to try the meat lasagna.
Lasagna?
Yeah, it goes along with the chopped salad. And whatever else I said before that I messed up.
Cucumber?
Cucumber. But no cucumbers.
But you didn't mess it up. You call them cucumbers because you are starting to sound just like me.
Nancy had to try the meat lasagna. How's that?
We did that already.
For $11.95.
You told them that already.
And this was lasagna layered with beef and cheese, baked to perfection, and served with meat sauce. The waiter said it wouldn't look like a normal piece of lasagna since it spreads out on the plate.
Yeah, it's like my waistline. It just kind of spreads out.
Well, you know. But what she was served was a big platter, actually, filled edge to edge with lasagna. It was awesome with all the meat sauce and cheese. It snapped back at her. I mean, it just spread out over the whole plate.
Yeah.
It wasn't like the typical chunk.
Stacked, you know, because it's layered and it's stacked. No, it just kind of relaxed and just went,
Yeah. You know, and I got to admit, that meat sauce, I say, was the closest to your meat sauce that I've had.
It's really good.
It's really, really good.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you make the best meat sauce. And this was
and
close.
And I'm not even Italian.
You make the Russian meat sauce. But it was really good.
It must be because I do so much bocce balling. With the Italian people.
Oh, it kind of rubbed off on you.
It must have.
Okay, fine. Sure.
Okay, Jim finally met his match, and thanks to my brilliant salad idea.
Oh.
He didn't have room for dessert, the poor baby.
I know.
He even turned down a salted caramel brownie with a pretzel crust. It sounds so good. My mouth right now, I got saliva. It's like watering. See, it sounds so good. Next time we have to get it. Well, you have to.
So oh, don't start with the I don't eat dessert bit again.
Well, I want to taste it.
Okay, go ahead.
I only take a taste, okay. And you usually eat the rest.
All right. Well, here is the dining duo, believe it or not. Our bill was $42.10.
Hey, how you doing?
Manja.
If you can find this hideaway, it is definitely worth it.
Absolutely.
The service was great. The food was out of this world. The cost for an evening out and several leftover dinners later couldn't be beat. I even got a workout trying to carry that doggy bag to our car. It was so heavy. It was like carrying dumbbells.
Yes, you called. You didn't carry me out of there.
No, not after what you ate.
I only ate one.
I know.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and your soup.
And the soup.
Yeah. And your salad.
See, I had a salad, so that made everything all healthy.
What's your take, my love?
I'm so glad you asked. I can't wait to go back to try other items on their menu. They had quite a few that sounded good.
Very so, good, yeah.
Now, next time, nix the salad. I'm going for that brownie. I mean, that will never happen again. Unless I can only eat the Italian meats and cheeses out of the antipasto salad.
What do you mean? That's the stuff that fills you. It's the lettuce that doesn't really fill you.
So why should I even bother? What's your take, Toots?
I want to go back and try their aglio olio, whatever it's called.
Fish, when you speak French, you drive me wild.
Well, how do you say it? Aglio e olio.
Perfect.
Okay. Olive oil and garlic sauce, because usually when it's garlic and olive oil, it's got garlic in it. So I want to try
it. I think those are two of your favorite food groups.
Garlic.
That's both of them.
On any one of their pastas, I want it on. I just don't care what kind of pasta I have. I just want that garlic sauce on it. Since the creamy garlic dressing was so garlicky and yummy, I'm sure their aglio olio stuff is good, too, and yummy in the
Fish,
tummy.
When you speak French, you drive me wild.
I haven't used that in a while.
I'm getting the salad. Forget the dessert next time. I'll take a taste of your dessert, yeah, though, to see if I really like it.
Taste is the definitive word.
Dear,
that could be
I only take two forkfuls usually.
Forkful, again, is a definitive word.
You're such a butt.
Give him the particulars, babe.
Galati's Hideaway Manja. 800 Feinberg Court, Cary, 60013. Phone number is 847-516-3663. The directions take Route 47 north to Algonquin east to Route 31. North to Three Oaks Road east. Turn right on Northwest Highway, then left on Feinberg Road, and then turn right on Feinberg Court.
Mm-hmm.
You will find it there.
And it's hidden away.
And it's only 32 minutes away, but it's a very confusing 32 minutes.
Yes.
Okay. For those of you who just tuned in, this is the Dining Duo Show here on Huntley Community Radio 101.5 FM.
Thank you, dear.
You're welcome. It popped in my head. What can I say?
You've got to take a break. Your brain is working overtime the last
year. It just came to me. You were ready to do it. And, I got something. I was getting so excited. I'm jumping here in my chair.
I think I'm going to go check the mail, okay?
Check the mail.
You have mail.
Well, thank you, Elvira. You know, I wondered what she did when it wasn't Halloween. You know, I never could figure that out. Actually, we did get a letter. We got a letter from John, and it's about Dominic's in West Dundee. Now,
this is our second time we got a letter.
Yes, we got to go check that place out. I mean, two people, the both of them recommended Dominic's in Dundee. So we got to get there.
Yep.
Now, our email address, if for any type of email at all, good, bad, or ugly.
No, I don't like ugly. And I don't like bad.
It's thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. That's The Dining Duo and HuntleyRadio.org.
You are fake news.
Fake, 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 fake.
You know, we like to stay current with the current news and the current political scene, and everything is about fake news. So we have a new segment that we're trying out today.
Yes, it is.
And it's going to be fake news. Now, what we did, Nance collected some news stories, and I collected some news stories. Some are true, and some are made up. So now what we have to do, we have to decide if they're real or if they're fake.
Exactly.
And it's going to be a little contest.
And you can't peek.
No, I wouldn't think of it.
Okay.
You want to start off, babe?
I shall.
Okay.
The largest bass caught in Texas lake using McDonald's chicken McNugget.
Okay.
A couple got a magnificent catch when they reeled in a record-breaking bass last month at a Texas lake by using a McDonald's chicken McNugget as their bait.
Really?
Uh-huh. To their surprise, they reeled in a 2.5-foot-long bass that weighed over 10 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
The Highview Marina declared it as the biggest fish caught at the lake, posting a photo of it on Facebook.
Okay.
So they have a picture.
The
bass won't be turning into a Filet-O-Fish sandwich anytime soon because the couple tossed the bass back into the water at the end.
Okay, wait a minute. No, so these people were on a lake and they were fishing, and they come back with a picture of a fish that they caught. We don't have it. We threw it away. No, that's fake. I'm sorry. Please.
Wrong.
Really?
Yes. Fox News.
It's
true.
You go. There you go. It's Fox News. Okay, I've got one for you.
Okay.
Missing Indonesian man's body found inside massive python.
Really? Let me read on.
Okay, the body of a missing Indonesian man has been recovered inside a 23-foot-long python after the victim was killed and swallowed whole. How about that?
Okay. Huh?
Now, he vanished while he was working on the palm oil crops on Sunday, and a search party went out looking for him on Monday when he didn't come back. People heard cries from the palm grove the night before Akbar went missing.
Sure.
So they found this big snake with like burping with a big tummy. and they cut open a snake and out popped poor Akbar.
Ew.
Yeah, but I'm sorry. Yeah, poor Akbar. So.
That's fake. How fake?
That is actually true.
A snake can swallow a whole person?
This was a big snake.
I don't care how big a snake is. A person's big.
This was in the Huffington Post. And you know how snakes, they open their mouth super wide and swallow whole things?
Yeah, but it's a snake.
Well, maybe Akbar wasn't that big.
Akbar. That alone made me think it was fake with that name. Akbar.
Akbar. Poor Akbar.
Okay. How about this one? This is good.
Okay.
Cinnamon roll can explodes inside man's butt during... during a shoplifting incident. Okay. Las Vegas man was arrested after a shoplifting incident turned horribly wrong. It was reported that the man stole several items in the Las Vegas Walmart.
Okay.
All right? And He was approached by Walmart security after they witnessed that the man entered the restroom with this item.
And he came out without him.
Okay. Yeah. He denied taking any of the items into the restroom.
Of course.
And then he walked away toward the front door of the store.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The security guard attempted to grab him, and that's when he fell down.
No.
Yeah, and there was a loud popping noise. Must I go on?
I don't think you have to go on. You know, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that.
It's real, right?
I'm going to say it's false.
Yeah, you're right. But it was funny.
Oh my goodness. Okay, I've got one here.
Okay.
KFC serves customer deep-fried rat.
Oh, gross.
Well, this couple claimed that they found some deep-fried rat in their bucket of chicken.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You know, so KFC got upset about that, so they demanded to hand over the deep-fried rat. And they turned the battered rodent over to KFC for testing. And after a lab test, KFC announced that the meat was definitely chicken. At least it tasted like chicken.
Everything that isn't chicken tastes like chicken.
But it was in the shape of a rat.
Tail and all.
Well, they didn't go into detail, but it tasted like chicken.
So I'm supposed to decide if this is real or fake?
Uh-huh.
Fake.
Very good.
I won?
It's fake.
Okay.
And actually, a lot of the news media fell for this one, too.
Really?
Yeah, it is fake. Yep.
Wow. Because okay. I was thinking, you know, well, maybe. You never know. I mean, we don't know what happens inside those kitchens
we
and
don't wanna
restaurants.
Know. No. Okay.
Well, now, Godiva delves into laxative business.
Okay.
X-Lax has been the chocolate laxative for a number of years. Now the Godiva Chocolate Company wants to get in on the action instead of the chalky, cheap chocolate-flavored laxative.
Uh-huh.
They're going to use their high-end Godiva chocolate in the formula.
Really?
Yeah. The new product will be called Godiva.
Godiva.
Mm-hmm. It's Godiva. I think it's pretty good.
Ooh, you know, that is just crazy enough to be true. I'm going to say true.
Mm-mm.
Oh.
False.
No Godiva?
No go. No Godiva or go gym.
Oh,
well. We'll still have to eat that chocolate laxative that all of us grew up with.
Well, anyway, now there is a new health snack that's sweeping the country.
It's sweeping it?
Yeah, well, you know potato chips are not supposedly healthy for you and stuff. And
yeah, that's true. They got the veggie chips and stuff now.
Which are, yeah, it's not, yeah. But anyway, this is actually made from sliced very thin and tempura fried slices of ginger.
Uh-huh.
And you know, ginger is very good for your stomach and for your constitution and everything. So they're really excited about this, that it's because it's a snack food people will like. It's kind of like a deep fried healthy pickle type thing. But you know, it's healthy for you. It's good for you.
How can it be good if it's deep fried?
Well, it's a push.
Oh, okay.
You know, and the name of this product is called Ginger Marianne. Now, is that real or is that fake?
Ginger Mary Ann? I may be blonde, but I'm not stupid.
I blew it on the Ginger Mary Ann, huh?
I think the Mary Ann part, you should have said there, said Marion or something. Yeah, you blew it. It's fake.
Okay, so Ginger and Mary Ann were on Gilligan's Island. Okay.
And they can stay there.
Okay. Well, I'm looking at the old clock on the wall, and it's telling me we've run out of time.
Aww. Aww, well, Well, that's our show for today, then. And Jim and I would like to thank you for listening. Tune in again next time.
Same dining duo time, same dining duo station.
Until then,
we wish you good times, good friends, and good food.